Mar says why? Because the sakadaitich. If you want to tell me, michi shochet la purta, osra that as soon as the shot the shchita right away becomes osra, and so either the rest of it lav the marikatovach. You're not shechting the onus. So why you chayav dal vei? So it has to be a ray. He holds ein l'shchita chulam be'azar lav the araisa. Oh malay, no. He said back to him, no. Oh malay, ravacha brei the rovo kiko mechayiv nami. You know when Rabbi Yechon, you know how, why our Mishnah says Yechayim Dal Vei? I'll tell you, maybe Rabbi Yechon also holds Chulam B'Azor is awesome in the Raita, and it becomes awesome Bahano as soon as you start the Shechita. I, it becomes awesome Bahano right away. Why Yechayim Dal Vei? The Teretz is Ahu Porta on this little bit of the beginning of the Shechita. That's called a Vigornaf Atofach. That's enough to be Chayiv. So again, he said back to him, no, Omale Rav Ashi Latitchei. Don't push me away. The Pasuk says V'Tovcha Kula Bina V'Leka. Havad the Pashup Shah, the Mashmoy says, but Tovchai, Yonichai, you make a tficha on the whole shore. You have to shech the whole shore belonging to the owner. So we're here for the beginning of the Shechita, you hold Yeshna, the Shechita, Mechila, the Yatzoif. The beginning of the Shechita, the shore becomes Asa Bano, so it's not the owner's anymore, so why are you Chayav Dal Vehei? So we're like we had before, Omalei, he answered back, Hochi Yomar Rav Gamda, Mishmei the Rava, he said over the name of Rava. That kiko mechayiv, you know what our Mishnah says, yechayiv according to the Rabbanin, kegoin sheshochat miksa simon b'chutz. We're talking about that you were gone off a shore, and then you made a miksa of the shchita outside the azara. And then only the gomron b'fnim, you schlep the animal during the shchita inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the azara, and you finish it in the azara. So it comes out the Yisuri Yanoa is only chal after you finish the shchita. So b'shah shchita is called v'topcha kula binan, that's why yechayiv dal vei. So again, you have no raya what he holds about the Yibchulin, if it's Asi the Reis, or only Asi the Rabbanim. Now the Mishnah says, Gonaf al pi shnayim, if you stole, and there were two Eidim that saw you make a Geneva, V'tovcho yimachar al piyim, and you also later made a Tzficha, or else you sold it al piyim, they're the Eidim. So they come to Bezlin and say, we saw the way Ruve made a Geneva and a Tzficha. So the Eidim wanted to be Mechayivim, Dal Vehei. And then we find out that these Eidim, Azenimim, they were not there, they never saw it. Is Meshama Makhil? They have to pay the Dal of Hay? Poshid. Takash Zomam. Since they wanted him to pay the Dal of Hay, we make them pay the Dal of Hay. What about Gonav al Pishnayim, Vitzavchel Machra al Pishnayim, Achirim? Eilu Vienel Nimsu Zemimim. And then we find both pairs to be Zemimim. Harisha Meshama Tashlumi Kefil, that's all they want to be Machayiv. The Achrenim Meshama Tashlumi Gimel. Only three. Nimtzu achreinim zayimim. What about only the last one? Zayimim vum. Mishum shalom tashum kefilm. Vayim shalom tashum megimel. Echem achreinim zayimim botla edusin. Shni echem nashreinim zayimim botla edusin. Shnei gneim atzirim mechir.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this mishnah again. We'll start again tomorrow for the mishnah.
Yeah, we're holding off ayin beizim a beiz by the mishnah. Gonaf al pishnayim. Somebody stole, and there were two Eidim that saw that he made the Geneva. V'topach u'mochar apiyim. And then when the Ganav made the Tficho, the Mechira, the same two Eidim saw him. V'nimtzul zemimim. So it comes out that these two Eidim wanted to be Mechayiv him to pay Dalad v'hei. If it was a shor hey, they want them to make him pay the whole amount. Now, v'nimtzul zemimim. Later we find out that these two Eidim were not in town at all. Another two Eidim came and said, V'imanu ho'yisem. You are with us someplace else. You do not see the way this person made the Geneva or the Tzvicha. So the locher is, Mishalmim HaKoyol, that the Eidim Zimimim, the first Eidim, will have to pay the complete Dalit, like this Kasha Zomam. As much as they wanted him to pay, that's how much they're going to have to pay to him now instead. What about Gronav HaPishnayim? By Shas the Geneva, there were two Eidim there that saw you make the Geneva. Then, the Tofach HaMocha, the same Ganav, went and made a tzvicho mechiri, shechter, sold it, al pishnayim acherim. There were a second pair of Eidim that saw the maisa mechiri or the maisa tzvicho. So the locher is now, and so now the ganef has to pay dal v'hei, but because of two separate Eidim. Now, elu v'yelu nimtzu zemimim, let's say we find out that both of those pair of Eidim was zemimim, both the first two that said ganef, and the second two that said tofach. So the locher is, Harishainim Mishalmim Tashlumi Kefil. The first two Eidim, what they wanted him to do, the Ganef, is to pay Kefil, we make them pay Kefil. The Achrainim, the second pair of Eidim, that said the Tficho the Mechira, that wanted him to have to pay the extra three, or four, is Mishalmim Tashlumi Gimel, they're going to have to pay the extra three. In other words, whatever they wanted to make him pay, that's what they're going to have to pay. So Rashi says, V'achroinim mishalmim gimel, lishor, for shor. In other words, for shor you pay five. V'kogoyim Rashi says, Shehuzmu achroinim tchilo. They were mazmim first the last two. So therefore, they want him to pay the extra three. They have to pay the three. As Rashi says, because if they were mazmim, they ate the greva first, so it comes out that automatically it's bottled, the ate the tzvicha. Like once there's no way to geneva, so the tzvicha means nothing. So they weren't mechayef him. So the case has to be that first we found the last two, the eight tzvicha, to be zememim. And then we found the first two to be zememim. That's where they both have to pay. What's going to be nimtzu achreinim zememim? Let's say we only find the last two eidim to be zememim, but the first one, the geneva, is true. It's only the last two. So who mishalom tashlumi kefil? The person that stole still has to pay kefil, because he's a ganef. The first two eidim are true. But the second two eidim that wanted to make the ganef pay an extra three, v'heim mishalom tashlumi gimel, the last pair of eidim that became zimimim, they're going to have to pay this extra three that they wanted him to pay, they're going to pay it to him. Now, echod min achroinim zimimim. Let's say only one of the last two eidim became zimimim. Again, there were two eidim that saw him make the geneva, and then a different two eidim said they saw him make the tzficha. And now one of these two eidim we found to be zememim. So locher is botla eidus shniya, that the second eidus is botla. In other words, we can't be mechayiv the ganef to pay an extra three, because we don't have two eidim. One of the two eidim were found to be zememim. However, we do not give the eidim, this eid, to pay kashe zomam, because that's the locher, we only make him pay kashe zomam if we huzam all the eidus. Here that there were two, it's only if we're mazim both of them. But here there were only mazim one of them, so he doesn't have to pay. So therefore it's called just botla eidus shniya. The second eidus is botla. What about echod min harishonim zemim? Let's say we find out that one of the first two eidim that said gonaf, we found them to be false, them to be zemimim. Then another two eidim came and said to that first one, how could you say you saw today the way he made the geneva? You are with us someplace else. So the locher is botla kol eidus. In this case, that only one of the first eidim were to be zomim, so whole eidus is botla now. Because shemein geneva and tzvicha b'emichira. If we do not have eidim that he made the geneva, because out of the first two eidim, one became botla, so one eid by itself is nothing. So we do not have eidus that he made the geneva. If so, the fact two eidim said he made a tzvicha means nothing. Maybe he made a tzvicha on his own shore. So therefore, we have no eidim to be mechayivim dalad vei, and in such a case, everybody is potter. Now the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this. Eid zayma. When we have this new chiddush of the Torah of eid zaymanim, that means when first two eidim said, we saw the way Reuven made a geneva today. Then another two eidim said and said no to the first two, it's not possible. You were not here in L.A. You were with us someplace else in San Francisco. It's not possible that you saw it today. Abaye says, you know when the eid becomes possible, all the way back to Mafreya. Like first these two eidim said, they saw on Sunday the way Reuven made a geneva. Now first on Wednesday, the other second pair of eidim come to Bezdin and said that these two eidim couldn't have said on Sunday, because Sunday they were with us. So Bezdin is first finding out the news on Wednesday. Still Abaye says that these eidim become possible on Mafreya from Sunday on. Like now we know that Sunday he said a lie, so it became like Eidim Sulim then, so if he said Eidis in between, it's all Eidis Sheker, we don't believe him. Rav Amar Rav says no. Mikanu Labohu Nistol. The Eidim Zememim only become possible from now onwards. From the day on Wednesday, that the second pair of Eidim came and said, Imanu Ha'ithem, so from today onwards, these Eidim are Sulim. But if they said Eidis before on Monday and Tuesday, if they said different Eidis, we don't take it away, we leave those Eidis. They're only possible mikana labo from now onwards. What's the machloikis? Abaye rama la mafreya hu nifsol. Abaye says an eid zoyman becomes possible all the way back to mafreya, which should be, because once we know now that he lied on Sunday, so Sunday he said eid sheker became apostle. So why? So Abaye says poshid. May Yehu shasa the acid heavily lay Russia. From that Sunday that he said false eidis, like you said on Sunday that you saw him, us to make a geneva. So at the time you said the false eidus, she became a rosha. Via Torah, where the Torah says, Al Toshes Rosha Eid, you can't use a rosha to be an aid. So once we've caught you to be lying, an aid chamas, we've caught you to be lying, to ruin somebody's money, so therefore you become possibly aidus. So that's a glata svara. Rav Amar Rav says the Kiddush, no, that you should know, Mikanu Labo Hunisal. Rava says the Chiddush is only possible from now onwards, from the time when the second pair of Edom came to Beis Din, not from the time that they said their Edus. The question is why? So Rava says, Eid Zoyman Chiddushu. That the Torah believes the second pair of Edom over the first pair is a Chiddush. Because really I should have said, Dotreyo Treininu. Really it's two against two. Like the first two Edom are saying, no, I was there on Sunday. I saw the way Reuven made the Gneva. The other two Edom said no. The other two Edom said no, it's not possible. You were with us someplace else. So how do you know which pair of Edom to believe? Why do we believe the second pair? Why don't we believe the first pair to say the second one is lying? So where it says, my chazis, tzayis lahani, who asked you to believe the second pair? Tzayis lahani, why don't you believe the first pair of Edom? So why does the Torah say there's a parsha of Edom Zeminim? It's a chiddushu. That the Torah said in such a case, yes, we believe the second pair of Edom. But it's a chiddush. So therefore the klal is, hilkach ein v'cho boy ela mishas chiddusha v'yelech. When do we accept the Edus to say, to believe the second pair of Edom, to make that the first pair were psulim, were rishoyim? Only from now onwards. From the second that Beis Din accepts the second pair of Edom, so true they have the din Torah to believe the second pair, and that automatically makes the first pair psulim, but it's only chal from now onwards, when the chiddush was said. So that's the machlekes of Abaye v'Rava. And he could the army, some say, Rava namik Abaye svirle. No, Rava also agrees to Abaye, that really mi'ikra din, you should be posel mafreya. And the yomel mafreya nifsal. And I think the Rishonim said the svara really is, it's not really a real tray. Because the pshat is the second pair of Edom is like kamat saying the first pair were like gazlonim. Like you're saying kamat on the goof of the first Edus. So therefore the first Edus can't be believed anymore. But the first pair is not saying against the goof of the second Edus. So that's why really in svara we should believe the second pair and not the first pair. Or even if you want to say it's a chiddush, but that's what the chiddush tells us. The chiddush tells us that we look as if the second pair is coming to pass for the first pair. So maybe now it's a svara, we should believe the second pair, that the first pair become posel l'mafreya. So, v'hochiv, so how come Ravis says no, that if they said Edus in between, whatever they did in between is still a good Edus, they're only posel from now onwards? I'll tell you, v'hochiv, I know the time of the Rav, what does Ravis say is hidden?